Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Weighing charges against Trump.
As they brace for possible violence.
Meetings in Moscow.
China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine.
L.A. school strike.
It is wrong that workers work in poverty.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Security's tight at the criminal court in New York City, where former President Trump could be indicted on charges linked to a hush money payment. Earlier, he predicted today would be the day he'd be arrested, and he's called for protests. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Steel barricades were brought into Lower Manhattan. Inside the courthouse, the grand jury hearing from the potential final witness.
He's totally unreliable.
Attorney Bob Costello, a longtime Trump ally, was brought in to testify about Cohen's credibility. Cohen was Trump's former fixer and a key witness in this investigation.
If they want to go after Donald Trump and they have solid evidence, so be it. But Michael Cohen is far from solid evidence.
It was Cohen who made the alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Many House Republicans are defending the former president and are calling on New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg to submit testimony. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized the DA, but also had this to say.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star. I can't speak to that.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports a Washington jury has convicted six members of a far-right group.
This was a third trial for members of the far-right Oath Keepers group in a U.S. Capitol riot prosecution, and for the third time out of three, the Department of Justice secured at least a partial conviction before a jury guilty of conspiracy. The Department of Justice has a near-perfect record in January 6 trials, with hundreds more arrests still expected.
Newly released surveillance video tells more of the story of the death of 28-year-old Ivo Otieno, a mentally ill Virginia man who suffocated to death in police custody. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
At least two officers are seen holding Otieno on the ground. 4 minutes later, additional officers and hospital staff join to restrain him. Soon thereafter, at least nine people are seen piling on top of Otieno to hold him down, with other hospital staff observing what's happening. Otieno's mother was shown the video last week.
My son was treated like a dog, worse than a dog. My son was tortured.
Otieno was held down for about 11 minutes. 20 minutes after entering the admissions room, Otieno appears to be immobile. He died at the scene. Seven sheriff's deputies and three hospital workers have been charged with second-degree murder, and the prosecutor says additional charges and arrests are pending.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will tell the American Bankers Association today that more bank rescues could be warranted if smaller institutions pose a risk to financial stability. But she will say again the banking system is sound. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says another focus is what the Fed might do on interest rates.
A lot of people are saying, hey, go on pause. Just wait. Chill out for a meeting. The problem is, I think that if the Fed were to do that, it sends a signal that they are spooked about what's going on. The most likely path for this two-day meeting is a quarter of a percentage point increase.
More talks in Moscow today for Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi. The Kremlin says a Chinese peace proposal for Ukraine was discussed. The National Security Council's John Kirby has made clear the U.S. position.
We encouraged President Xi to advocate for this exact essential key point, which must include the withdrawal of Russian forces from sovereign Ukrainian territory.
Japan's prime minister is in Kyiv today to show support for Ukraine.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There's a strike in the second largest public school system in the country, Los Angeles.
Talks between the two sides broke off late yesterday.
We've run out of time.
School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho after the two sides failed to reach an agreement. The strike involves around 30,000 workers. Teachers are technically not part of the strike, but they will honor the picket lines. This teacher supports the workers.
We want to make sure that they receive the wages that are appropriate for the work that they do.
A limited number of schools and parks will provide some adult supervision for parents who work and cannot take care of their children. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
It was the second snowiest winter on record in the Sierra Nevada, with more than 56 feet of snow. 68 feet in 1952 is the all-time record. In rain-soaked central California, thousands are still out of their homes in Monterey County because of the flooded Pajaro River.
No one is being turned away from the shelters. Some people have chosen to seek other alternative shelter other than the county-operated shelters.
Nicholas Pasculi is a county spokesman. In Park City, Utah, Gwyneth Paltrow goes on trial. She's accused in a lawsuit of skiing into another skier, leaving him with brain damage and broken ribs. Overseas, in France, the Macron government survives, but a storm over pension reform shows no let-up.
Angry protesters took to the streets in several towns, and piles of garbage were set on fire after the government survived two no-confidence votes. That was the last chance to stop the unpopular pension reforms, which will now become law, raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. The government survived the first motion by just 9 votes. The unions say they're not ready to give up and renewed their calls for stepped-up strikes and a massive day of action Thursday. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Statistically speaking, the world's most popular musician is... The Weeknd. According to the Guinness World Records people, he's the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Another number one seed is out of the women's college basketball tournament. Miami defeats Indiana on ESPN on a last-second shot that came in a tie game. Miami eliminated Indiana in the men's tournament as well. St. Francis College in New York, one of the smallest NCAA Division I schools, is eliminating its entire athletic department. It'll happen after the spring semester. 21 teams will be disbanded, part of a school realignment. Operating expenses have been rising.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Sometimes job listings may not be all they seem to be.
Companies may not really be trying to fill the jobs they advertise. That's why you never hear back from them when you apply. The Wall Street Journal says companies advertise jobs that they have no intention of filling for a number of reasons, including giving the impression that the company is growing, or to show overworked employees that they're trying to hire more staff. Companies may also place ads in the hope that a great candidate appears, or to have a pool of people to hire from in case someone quits. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Amazon is telling employees in a memo that the company plans to eliminate 9,000 more jobs in the next few weeks. Amazon cut 18,000 workers over the past few months. The latest cuts focus on the highly profitable cloud and advertising divisions, once seen as untouchable. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.